You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
We're listening to CJLO News. Montreal's municipal election results are in. Soraya Martinez Ferrada of Ensemble Montréal has been elected as the city's next mayor. At the time of this report, polls show Martinez Ferrada with 43% of the vote, defeating Projet Montréal's Luc Rabouin with an 8-point lead. Rabouin is now stepping down as party leader for Projet. Ensemble won with a mandate to speed up private housing developments, audit and freeze bike lane construction, increase police spending, and one crucial campaign promise is the integration of artificial intelligence, or AI, into municipal governance. Ensemble has promised over the next 4 years to use AI to speed up the permit process for private development. Here in the Loyola District, Ensemble candidate Alexandre Teodorescu won his city councillor position. Teodorescu is the co-president of the company Entertain AI. Here's Teodorescu.
It's all about transforming information and words, basically. And a lot of what's happening within the city apparatus or the city and the population is about transferring information on the word format, basically, data format, a human intelligible format to another place, another office. And so I give you the example of, for me, The one lever that we have that will have the most impact downstream is the permits.
Many are critical of the incorporation of AI into municipal governance. Local environmental activist group Climate Justice Montreal raises concerns about AI's environmental impact. Here's organizer Nicolas Chabanier.
From a climate perspective, AI is terrible because its expansion is untethered at this point. Data centers are going up all over, including in Quebec. And are stealing water from communities because they need a lot of water to cool the systems, but also causing a lot of atmospheric pollution and noise pollution from their running.
Chabanier also argues that AI is trained on data sets that will lead to inefficiencies and oversights.
The dependence on AI is magical thinking. I mean, that's the best way to put it. The answers that AI gives are built off the data that you feed it. So if racism, classism, and, you know, misogyny are built into the data sets that are fed to AI, they will simply replicate those systems. And that's definitely what we're going to see if they implement AI as a way to deal with traffic, with deal with construction. The same places that are underserved or underconsidered for access during construction will, drown under orange cones.
For CJLO News, I'm Adam Minnis.
Hello, welcome to the first episode of On an Evening on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Joe. I'm going to be playing some moody, warm, just generally evening-y stuff for you to relax to tonight. We're going to start with Tomorrow is Perfect by Mark William Lewis.
Restless. swollen city on a downer, on a downer, on a downer, on a
Yes, again, that was Tomorrow is Perfect by Mark William Lewis off of his recent self-titled album. It's an incredible piece of work. You should absolutely go and check it out. I wanted to start with him tonight for a couple of reasons. His sound is kind of what inspired the energy of this show. I've been super obsessed with him ever since I saw him open for the rapper Mike in Manchester a couple of years ago. It was just him, his guitar, his harmonica, and loads of reverb. And it was such a unique, hypnotic performance that he's stayed one of my favorites ever since. Also, he's performing tomorrow in Montreal. The gig is at Lesco. It's sold out. I'm super excited. I think it's going to be a great night. I've been to the venue once before. Really, really enjoyed it. The sound quality is great in there. Next up is another recent release off of Montreal label NAF Recordings. This is Rest Here by Car Culture and Physical Therapy.
Come celebrate Community Day at your local Cineplex Theater on November 15th, starting at 9 a.m. for a morning of free movies including Sing 2, Puss in Boots, The Last Wish, The Wild Robot, and Minions, The Rise of Gru. Concessions will be at $3 on select items, plus get a free play card to use on your favorite games in our Escape Entertainment Center before your film. All day long, $1 from every concession sale will go towards supporting the Boys and Girls Club Canada, who provide a safe, supportive space for children and youth during out-of-school hours. Please note that tickets will only be available at your local theater starting at 9 a.m. on the day of the event, on a first-come, first-served basis. Bon cinéma!
Horrid, you ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
This is Shane from Chanel Beads. You're listening to CJLO.
is bigger than religion, hip hop. It's bigger than my nigga, hip hop. It's bigger than the government. This one is for Dilla, hip hop.
Just heard The Healer by Erykah Badu, and before that was Glory by Green Tea Peng, which is off one of my favorite albums of the year. I've been a fan of everything she's put out for years now, and this project, Tell Them It's Sunny, is so layered and so rich, and it's just a beautiful evolution of her music. We're gonna stay on the smoother, more soulful side of things for a little bit. Next up, we're taking it back to Sade's Lover's Rock era. This is Flow.
Possible. I could feel this cool. I could really love you the way I do. Is it possible? I could feel this good. I could really love you the way I do. See me. Flowing like the river to See me in the light flowing like the river.
After Flow just then, you had Mose Boletan, definitely butchered that pronunciation, but that was by Dele Sesimi and the Estuary 21. Super smooth, floaty song, absolutely love it. I found out today that he used to play keyboard with Fela Kuti in his band Egypt 80. So fun little fact for you there. After that, of course, we had Mac DeMarco with Nightmare off his album Guitar, which dropped this summer. He made the album in 2 months after scrapping an earlier album he'd almost finished. I think it was something like he deleted the keyboard off one of the songs by accident and decided he preferred the sound, so went completely back to basics and restarted the whole thing. Anyway, we're going to start getting into the more atmospheric stuff. Next up is Exquisite Tension by You'll Never Get to Heaven. This is On an Evening on CJLO 1690 AM.
Thank you.
With Rain off their album Good Coding from earlier this year. Back on the Mark William Lewis theme, I saw them open for him in March at the White Hotel in Manchester, really cool venue, and they performed completely in the dark with some really, really cool visuals behind them. It was like a powerful mix of sound and video, and yeah, it just worked super well. I'd love to see more artists using multimedia like that. Gonna have a couple more ads now and then back to the music.
Du 20 au 30 novembre, vivez les RIDM, les Rencontres internationales du documentaire de Montréal. Des films audacieux qui réinventent le documentaire et renouvellent notre regard sur le monde. Au programme, projections, concerts, discussions avec les cinéastes et soirées festives qui prolongent l'expérience. Les RIDM, du 20 au 30 novembre à Montréal. Infos et billets sur ridm.ca.
Listen to Madonna Talk on CJLO 1690 AM, Saturdays 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., hosted by Kamala Madonna Talk Wright, an introduction to revolutionary reggae consciousness and the Caribbean indigenous community. Maroons, Caramanti, Kumina, Caribs, Taino, and Rastafarian culture, issues affecting the BIPOC community.
Greetings, this is Holly from Parallels, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
Mm-hmm.
That was Nine by Dean Blunt and Panda Bear. Before that was LA Timpa with Animal. Super, super unique production on both of those. Really spacious songs. Can never ever go wrong with a little bit of Dean Blunt. Next, we've got another producer that I absolutely adore. His name is Luke Mann. He's from Toronto. The two albums he's put out have such a cool graphic on them. It's a little, I don't know, weird little animal figure. And I think the artwork that he uses is honestly one of the things that's drawn me to his stuff. Anyway, off his second album, SD2, this is Gems.
Thank you.
really getting my cancon in here towards the end. That was Women from Calgary with Penal Colony off of their album Public Strain. Next, we've got Unabomber by The Crying Nudes, which is another project that Dean Blunt's been involved with. He's honestly got too many monikers, too many projects at this point, and I really can't keep up. But yeah, anyway, here it is. Brings us to the end of the first week of On an Evening on CJLO 1690 AM. Thank you for listening. Thank you especially to everyone from the UK who's just stayed up till 3 AM to 4 AM now to listen to me. But yeah, I've really enjoyed it. Hopefully you tune in next week as well. I'm going to end with another one off Mark William Lewis's album, just to end as we started. This is Still Above.